This story is the appointment of the disciples and their mission. And the structure of it is first the identification of the need, then the appointment of the 12, their names and their kind of ordination and commissioning, and then their mission and being commissioned by Jesus. The verbal threads in this story are relatively few for a long story like this. There is both of the first and third episode have the phrase, in curing every disease and every sickness. So Jesus does that, and then he gives them authority to do that. And then to cast out demons is a link between what they are commissioned to do and what is then at the end of the commissioning. And then there's the thing of the sheep without a shepherd and the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And within the second episode, the harvest is plentiful, laborers are few, send laborers into his harvest. So there are a few verbal connections that, if you recognize them, will help you remember the story. The dynamic of this story is of Jesus recognizing the need for more people and his compassion for the people who he sees when the crowds gather together. And his asking, suggestion that, you know, they ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest is followed by, you know, it's sort of like Jesus recognizes, well, I've asked, here they are. I've got 12 guys. Let me send them. And so there's a certain logic between asking and then his recognizing that he has these 12 and sends them. The appointment, first of all, names them. And I think that rather than simply going over the names, that the spirit of this is a spirit of ordination, that each of them is valued by their name, and that they are then commissioned by Jesus, but it's after each of them is valued and named, even Judas is named, and what he did, which is the climax of that episode. That, in turn, is both a prophecy of what is coming later in the story, so that it's not such a shock, but also it is a kind of note of reality, of realism. This isn't an ideal romantic thing. It's also that Judas Iscariot, there's question about what his name means. My opinion is that the probability is that Judas Iscariot refers to the Scarius. It was the curved dagger that was the primary instrument of execution, of terror, of the Sicarii, which is one of the groups that was formed in the Jewish War. And so they became a major power group, a kind of terrorist group within the Zealot movement. And so Matthew's community would have known of the Scarius, of the Sicarii, and so Judas is, I think, connected with them. And then it's related to the issue of the betrayal of not just Jesus, but of the peace parties of Israel by the Zealot movement. The commission. The commission is to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And this is a very striking thing in the context of the gospel, because most people think that the gospels were directed to churches that were primarily Gentiles. And so for Jesus to limit the commission in this way is initially surprising. I think it's a reflection that Matthew was directed and addressed primarily to Jews, and significantly to Jews who would identify as part of the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and that this is a reflection of the good news of the gospel and the telling of the story that was one of the major means by which the gospel was proclaimed. It is addressed to the audience as the 12. So the thing to be aware of is in this commission at the end, you're addressing the audience as the 12 disciples, having been commissioned ordained, however you want to think of it, that they are now called to go. That's addressed to the people who you're telling the story to. So look them in the eye and tell it to them, because that's who it's for. That would also be the case with the episode of he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So both of these elements of the story are addressed to the audience as disciples. So occupy that. You're Jesus as the storyteller, and tell it then to the audience as the disciples, and give it that presence and that urgency of direct address.